Back here on the Bernie and Sid Show, heard everywhere on the 77 WABC app. Our next guest, he's on the front lines, the chief of oncology for Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn, which is doing phenomenal work. Anyway, Dr. Patrick Borgen is with us. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Sid. Good morning, Bernie.
Hey, doc, listen, you were with us 48 hours ago, which during this pandemic can seem like an eternity. Where are we today since we last spoke with you?
I like to imagine this as we are on the tip of the spear in the United States. New York is clearly the epicenter, and Brooklyn is the epicenter of New York. Three of our seven zip codes are in the top 10 with number of cases. The numbers are staggering. We heard from the governor on the news, 5,489 deaths, up 731 in a day. None of us have ever seen anything like this, and it's just staggering.
You know, my wife was running yesterday. She said she was nervous that if she runs on a rainy day, for example, like today, she's going to sprain her ankle or maybe break her ankle. And her fear, Pat, is that she will have to go to the hospital if she hurts herself running, and she's so deathly afraid that ending up in a hospital will get her to COVID-19 quicker than any place else, that the last place she wants to be is at a hospital. And I have a feeling she's not the only civilian that feels that way. What about that neurosis?
I don't think that's a neurosis. I think everything that we as citizens can do to stay healthy, to stay safe, to avoid injury is right. Hospitals, our hospital is filled with COVID-positive patients, and we take every precaution, and we are seeing patients with heart attacks and strokes and other things, but you really want to do everything you can do, if not for just the healthcare workers that are taking care of the COVID patients. So I would do a fast walk, not a jog.
No, that's true. You don't want to injure yourself at this time. That's a great question. I thought of that myself. Exactly. Nobody wants to end up in the hospital. But Dr. Borgen, you being on the front lines, you and the healthcare workers working a lot of hours, a lot of stress, and exposing yourselves to that. I mean, how do you see the healthcare workers at Maimonides holding up right now?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sid. Last night in Jersey, we had a very violent thunderstorm that rolled through, and it sort of was a metaphor for what's happening to us in the hospital. People are showing up, they're brave, they're fearless, but they're tired and they're scared. To me, for our healthcare workers, keeping a positive attitude doesn't mean being happy. It means during this hardest time, believing that tomorrow is better, believing that there's a better day coming. And that's had to be the mantra of our healthcare workers.
Now, listen, you guys do a tremendous job. You're the chief of oncology, Pat. I always say you're the best oncologist in the country. A borough of nearly 3 million people in Brooklyn, you're really the only hospital that deals with cancer patients. And I've been to those wards. I've seen the pediatric cancer ward. I've been there Christmas, by the way. I've seen all these things. But you also deliver more babies than any place else. I mean, I think like half of my family has been delivered at Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn. So here's another question. With all these COVID patients around the hospital, are these folks less inclined to have their babies delivered by you or anybody?
Right. No, it's a great question. We deliver one baby an hour, 24/7, 365, 9,000 babies a year. And we are seeing moms coming in that are positive for COVID, and that terrifies us. We will probably wind up, because of our population, have one of the largest experiences in the world with what to do with moms in labor who have COVID. And it's not an experiment anybody ever wanted to do. We're having to learn on the fly. I'm staggered by the fact that this disease is 38 days old. Yeah. This was our first case, Sid, was 38 days ago in New York City. And imagine how our world has changed in 38 days.
Really, it's been, again, to repeat myself, it seems like an eternity ago.
It does.
Dr. Borgen Bernard here. Listen, any update on the treatments, vaccines, anything like that?
Hi, Bernie. There are two phases of this disease, very simply. In the first phase, you've got to treat the virus. You've got to try to eliminate or reduce the virus. But the second phase of the disease is our own immune system that is attacking our body trying to get rid of the virus. And so the pneumonia we see is from our own immune response. So we have two strategies. The first one, antiviral. The second one is to slow down our immune system. There are dozens and dozens of trials out there. We have about 8 or 10 trials going on here at Maimonides, but it's just so new. We're so much on the front edge of this thing.
I'll tell you, Pat, we have a lot of doctors on this show. You really are the best. And Bernie and I wish you the best, and stay safe. And
thank you, my friends.
Thank you. All the work you guys do at Maimonides in Brooklyn. Keep it up. We'll talk to you again in a couple of days on Friday.
Stay safe. Don't jog. Walk.
No, that's good advice.
You got it, Pat. Thank you. The great oncologist, Dr. Patrick Borgen, Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn.